Millions of people worldwide look to the teachings of the Tibetan Buddhist leader, the Dalai Lama, for inspiration and wisdom, but few have had the opportunity to see firsthand his generosity and grace of spirit. For over 40 years, our guest, Victor Chan, founder of the Dalai Lama Center for Peace and Education in Vancouver, has been a close personal confidant of the Dalai Lama. They have co-authored the book, The Wisdom of Compassion, Stories of Remarkable Encounters and Timeless Insights. The book offers deeply engaging, behind-the-scenes stories about the Dalai Lama's interactions with remarkable people from all walks of life. Welcome, Victor, to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you very much.
Well, Victor, it's a pleasure to be speaking to you today about your new book. How did you meet the Dalai Lama?
It was quite by happenstance, and it's very easy to do so. As long as you're willing to be kidnapped in Afghanistan in the early 70s and taken by gunpoint up the mountain. And if you do that, you have a good chance of meeting the Dalai Lama.
When I read about your experience of being kidnapped in Afghanistan and then your escape and making your way to India, you can't write this stuff in a thriller. This was real life, wasn't it?
Yeah, I should be following the path of James Patterson or somebody like that and make myself a fortune writing about thrillers. But it was certainly a very surprising and totally unexpected thing to have happened to a nice Chinese boy from Hong Kong. My family certainly was totally flabbergasted. They were really traumatized by the fact that that happened to their son. I came from a family that is very traditionally Chinese, and all my schoolmates in school were going on a professional career as doctors or dentists or bankers, and I got kidnapped. But the silver lining of that was, of course, that I got to meet the Dalai Lama in 1972, so over 40 years ago now. And because of that, my life was turned totally upside down and transformed. So instead of putting a lot of energy towards accumulating multiple degrees and wealth, I put a lot of my energy about learning from the spiritual master about how to lead a life that has a meaning and also that have kind of a contentment and fulfillment for myself, as well as to the people I come into contact with.
Well, one might say, Victor, that this might have been all part of your karma, huh?
Yes, it seems to be what the Dalai Lama was saying when I was working on my two books with him. At some point, he always go back to the fact that he and I met because of that kidnapping in Afghanistan, and he thinks that there might be something in a past life that enabled us, an ethnic Chinese from Hong Kong and the leader of the Tibetan people, to meet in such circumstances and to maintain a friendship over 40 years and to collaborate on two books, allowing me to have the rare privilege, I must say, to travel all over the world with him and spending many hours sitting at his feet in his residence in India. So I would say that after the kidnapping, I am leading a charmed life.
I'm glad to hear that, Victor. And out of all of that comes, like you've said, your two books in cooperation with the Dalai Lama. The first was The Wisdom of Forgiveness, and this latest book, The Wisdom of Compassion. As the Dalai Lama wrote many years ago, if you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want yourself to be happy, practice compassion. Victor, why don't you tell us a little bit about practicing compassion and just what compassion is, and then we'll talk a bit further about how all of this shows up in the recent book, The Wisdom of Compassion.
He is different from you and I, when he was at a very young age, he spent a lot of time thinking about compassion. But more than that, to actually to try to internalize this idea of compassion during his spiritual practice.
Genuine compassion is irrespective of what others' attitude towards you. But so long as the others also just like myself, as we want happiness, do not want suffering, and also have the right to overcome suffering. On that basis, you see, develop some kind of sense of concern. Now, that is the genuine compassion. Now, unbiased, even towards your enemy. So long that enemy, also the human being or other form of the being, so they also have the right to overcome suffering. So on that basis, you see, the sense of concern. That is compassion.
So for over 70 years now, and I have watched him doing this in his home. He would get up at 3:30 in the morning, and then for the next 5 hours, he'll be practicing and trying to internalize, embed this concept, feeling and emotion of compassion into every cell of his being. So for 5 hours, he would be doing that every morning. Now he's in his late 70s. He has well over 100,000 hours of practicing compassion in his lifetime. So that translates into something that allows his brain neural circuitry to be totally rewired. His every thought, his every being when he wakes up is to how he can help other people. To be compassionate means that he got to understand his own feelings and emotions. He also needs to be empathic to know how people around him feel and emote. He needs to know that it's very important for him to be altruistic, that he should minimize thinking about his own needs and devote a lot more energy towards helping other people, towards being kind, to think about the welfare and consider the importance of other people as more important than himself. And this is basically translate into a bottom line. And that bottom line is, when you are able to be compassionate, you are essentially giving a great deal of happiness, authentic happiness, authentic well-being to your own self. And that is the paradox of the thing, that you would think that by helping other people, that you are giving something away, you're diminishing yourself in some way. But the opposite is true. When you are compassionate, when you are empathic, when you are altruistic, you are the first person to benefit from that gesture, from that feeling, from that thought. So to be happy, the formula is very simple. You need to be kind to other people.
I know that this is really about where the rubber meets the road in real practice and everyday life. Well, Victor, in the few moments that we do have remaining, could you maybe just highlight for us some of the important concepts that are put forth in the Wisdom of Compassion? I know the book is divided into three sections: overcoming adversity, educating the heart, and compassion in action. Can you make some comments about that, please?
The scientists have been starting to study the brains when the brain is in the situation of having a compassionate thought. What they found out is that when meditators go into meditation, and they put this concept of compassion being very central in their thought process, the left prefrontal cortex of the brain lights up, signaling to researchers, neuroscientists, that these are the people who are in a state of well-being. They are euphoric. They are happy. They are high as a kite because they have this sense of compassion towards others. It manifests in the brain scanner to show that they are actually happy. But one thing that the researchers have not bargained for is the fact that another part of the brain also lights up, and that part of the brain is correlated to action. And what that means is that if you have a sense of compassion towards other people, a sense of being kind to other people, a sense of being helpful to other people, then there is a companion thing happening, and that is you want to act to make sure that you can help the other people around you. A big part of the book is about compassion, but more important with that is how do we act towards bringing that to fruition.
So it's very much about being in the world and acting in the world from this compassionate place.
That's right. It doesn't have a lot to do with religion. It's just a kind of a universal thing that we are hardwired from birth, that the place we want to be is the place where we want to be able to help other people, not only to think about helping other people, but actually acting to be kind, to be helpful, to be considerate. And I think that is really the sum total of what the Dalai Lama is talking about. He calls this the wise selfish. We all are selfish to a certain extent. We think about our own well-being. But he says that if you want to do that, you might as well be wise about it, because just being consuming things, to be grasping a thing, does not really give you an authentic happiness. The real thing comes about when you are able to confer compassion, to be kind to other people, to understand how other people feel, and how you can actually actively help other people. That is when you can get the true sense of being happy.
Well, Victor, your comments are deeply appreciated. And in closing, could you tell us about your work at the Dalai Lama Center for Peace and Education in Vancouver, British Columbia?
We have nothing to do with Buddhism or meditation, but we have everything to do with working with the Ministry of Education, with about 1,600 schools in British Columbia, to try to foster the idea that in education, we need to balance educating our heads, our mind, with educating our hearts. That is not enough to accumulate knowledge, pass exams, and have multiple degrees. That is very important as well, to have social and emotional competency. We understand how people around us feel, how we can be empathic towards them, and how we can be altruistic and have compassion towards them. And this is especially in this day and age where bullying can be so prevalent in the classroom, that it's very necessary to have a kind of education that is more holistic, that encompasses the education of the heart as well as education of the mind.
Well, Victor, thank you so much for the time that you've spent with me today.
Thank you.
And I wish you all the best and a happy new year to you.
Thank you very much.
Our guest tonight has been Victor Chan, co-author with the Dalai Lama of The Wisdom of Compassion. You'll find a link for the book, The Wisdom of Compassion, at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ron Esposito.